No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/hailmary. That's hims.com/hailmary for your free online visit. hims.com/hailmary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, hey! Welcome into the House of L podcast. I'm Lawrence Holmes. Thanks so much for hanging out. It's appreciated. We are brought to you by Remy Martin, team up with excellence. Actually, got a text from my man Jim from Remy Martin, and we are going to talk about some of the things that House of L is going to do this fall. I think it could be a lot of fun, and I'm very much looking forward to seeing the ideas that our partner Remy Martin has for the stuff that we're going to do during bear season. Obviously, the things that we've done so far, recaps of games, like that's going to happen for sure. If there's major news throughout the week, we will talk about that too. But I think I want to add a couple other elements to House of L. If I can get some of my favorite people on board to help me out with it. But as we get close to the season, I'll tell you a little bit more about what's on my mind and what I'm thinking as far as that goes. But I wanted to spend this episode talking with you about the second round pick signing. Because I wasn't really worried that there was going to be a holdout of any sort by them. I didn't think that was going to be the case. And I know that things are a little messed up right now with players who are getting ready to sign and join the Players Association, and the head of the Players Association stepping down because it came to light that, one, he doesn't have the players' best interest at heart, and two, he's out here at the club. He's at the strip club. Tucking a buck. You know what's weird? I actually don't think that that's a crazy way to do engagement with players. It's just that when you add it to the other stuff, you can't. When you have a guy that's known for union busting, running your union, and you think that that's what makes him qualified to be the guy that's running your union, that's a huge mistake. So I'm glad that the NFLPA has moved on from Lloyd Howe, and there has been a lot of discussion about guaranteed money, especially for second rounders, what the guaranteed money should and could be. And we saw the second round picks of the Bears get a significant amount of money for signing. But I don't want to talk about contracts as much as I want to talk about possible and probable impact of these three guys. When you think about when you're trying to put positives up for Ryan Poles as a general manager, the amount of second round picks that he has been able to procure during his tenure has been great. Now, every pick that he's made hasn't been great, but having a plethora of picks that you can choose from to help your team is significant. And I think the three guys that were drafted and signed this year, I would expect them to be significant members of this particular Bears team. And I want to kind of walk through my explanations of why. I mean, some of it is pretty transparent. Like, I understand that I'm not splitting the atom in talking about this, but I at least wanted to give it to you and let you know how I was feeling about this. I'm going to start with Ozzie Trapillo. Ozzie Trapillo is going to play. You don't take a tackle as high as they took him. And I get it's a second round pick, not a first. You don't take a tackle as high as him when you took a tackle in the third round and you did all of that work in free agency for the rest of your line. To me, he's not a depth piece. He's someone that's going to play. And I would be surprised if he got the starting job immediately at left tackle, but it's not completely out of bounds. You notice how like no one has gotten a real update on the health of Braxton Jones. And the thing is that let's say that Braxton Jones is healthy. We don't know what Ben Johnson thinks of him as a tackle. We do know that Ben Johnson likes Ozzie Trapillo. Why? Because they drafted him. If you go back and look to some of the videos that I've done, especially around the draft, I think that this is now a partnership that you're talking about. And it's, to me, it's the best type of partnership. It should never be the GM rules over the land and he has to give the coach the players that he... It should always be with the coach's input on what the roster looks like. And I feel like Ben Johnson kind of let it be known that we need help at tackle. Like him looking at the roster and be like, we need some help here. I don't know how he feels about Karan Amagaji, but same theory applies to me. If you felt great about Karan Amagaji, maybe you go in a different direction instead of drafting Ozzie Trapillo, and they did not. So the fact that and the young man himself, I like the fact that he is allowing for himself to go and compete for whatever job is open, whether it's he's playing left tackle or they move Darnell Wright over to left and then he's the starting right tackle. I like the fact that he's like, yeah, I didn't come here to just sit. I'm here to compete. That's the way that he should look at this opportunity. Luther Burden III, you know, now we'll see. I know that there are a lot of people who have already been like, is this guy going to be an issue?
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit Hims.com/Hail Mary. That's Hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. Hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. all that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Like, is he someone that's a, what people will tell you is a 100%er? Like, he needs to be 100% to practice and play. I don't have enough data on him to tell you that. I just know that this, again, strikes me as this is what the new coach wants. The Bears' wide receiving core, and I mean, we are primarily, we're talking about DJ Moore here, you know, that and Rome. Like, that's what we're discussing. The fact that he felt like they needed more and a guy with the ball in their in his hands who's dangerous. If you go back, and I know I've been telling people to look at quarterback, and it's not like Netflix is paying me. They could come sponsor this podcast, but they're not. But I really do think that it's interesting if you go and look at the way that that offense functioned last year for Jared Goff and some of the things that you can pick up by watching it a little bit more closely. You probably watched a few Lions games last year. They were on national TV a lot. But getting it with some of the commentary from Dan Campbell and hearing Jared Goff talk about it and Ben Johnson talking about it, they want guys that make stuff happen. It's why Jahmyr Gibbs was such a big deal for them. There's a running back that can do a lot. And in the year that Ben Johnson is not going to be there, this new Jahmyr Gibbs, I think, is going to be an even bigger factor in the receiving game. So find some guys with some wiggle. And I think that's what they have in Burden. I think Burden is one of those guys. I'm still curious on how he looks as just a route runner in the NFL. But I know as someone who's carrying the rock, he can do it. And he was someone that a lot of people had graded as first round talent. And to get him where you got him, it's value. Now, the value part goes away once they start playing football. We often talk about draft value of a player when we're now discussing it as, can this person help a Bears team win a Super Bowl? It's why I find the Braxton Jones conversation annoying, because we're often grading him on a curve, and it's like, he's really good for a fifth round pick. His draft status to me doesn't matter that much anymore. I'm curious on whether or not he can help the Bears win right now. And I think Burden is going to be on the field more than people expect. I think they're going to have stuff for him, and I think he fits in. They've got, and DJ Moore's another guy who's really good run after catch. So you got a template for it. And I expect Rome to take a big step in his development this year. That makes them very dangerous in being able to rotate guys out. You know that DJ Moore can morph and move. Like, he doesn't, he can, even though he's smallish, he can play X. You know, like, he can play in the slot if you need him to. All that stuff. So you've got some flexibility with what your guys can do at the receiving spot. Shamar Turner was my pick for them in the second round. I didn't care which one of the three picks they picked him at. I wanted him to be on the Bears. And the reason that I wanted him to be on the Bears is because he's got nasty in him. The Bears have some solid players up front. One who I think is really good in Montez Sweat. I like Big Bill. They need some nasty in there. Just a little bit. And I think that he will provide it. This guy was, what, second team all SEC? And I know that the sack totals aren't huge, but I just think that they can use a strong, mean guy. And they added in Grady Jarrett, who I think is going to be awesome for them. But I am, as far as like the draft picks go for the Bears, I am probably most interested in the development of Shamar Turner. And if he's as good as I've saw him be at Texas A&M, and I think he might be in the pros, they can have something cooking on the defensive side. especially considering that it's a whole new look with Dennis Allen as the defensive coordinator. But this is all good. Like, these are all things that make sense. You're getting guys into camp and you're ready to roll. And we'll see what they do and where Ozzie Trapillo lines up at training camp. That is going to be a major story. I forgot to salute that. Major story. If we get to the first day of padded practice and he is out at left tackle, that's a telltale sign of what they think he can be. Because you don't want to waste reps in camp. It's time to get down to business. So that's where I'm at. That's what I think. Feel free to let me know what you think. If you're on YouTube and you want to get in on the comments, I check those out. Feel free to let me know. If you're listening on Spotify or Apple, hit me up. houseoflpodcast@gmail.com is the way that you can hit me up for the show. So we'll do our Bear stuff on YouTube and maybe we'll add some other stuff eventually and everything else. If you're on YouTube and you're like, hey, where's the rest of the stuff? It's on the audio only platforms. It's on Spotify and Apple because for some reason it gets suppressed here on YouTube. So I just moved it back to the audio and cut out a step for myself. But go over there and subscribe. We appreciate it. And I think we put out, what, 5 pods this week? And 2 YouTubes. That's about the volume that we're going to be talking about going forward. So I hope that you don't get tired of me. Okay? Because I don't get tired of you. Well, I do, but not you. You, but not you. All right. I will talk to you next time. Peace.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together, because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.